Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Indo-Pacific is the focal point for many pressing geopolitical and economic priorities for the United States, said Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Daniel Crittenbrink in recent congressional testimony.
With over half the world's population and two-thirds of the world's economy, the region is the center of global economic growth in the 21st century. As our national security strategy states, it is in our vital national interest that we ensure that developments in the region are consistent with our interests and values. With billions of dollars in investment and millions of American jobs supported by the region, the security and prosperity of everyday Americans relies on an Indo-Pacific that is free and open, connected, prosperous, secure, and resilient.
To help partners and allies in the region, the U.S. has been deeply involved in several efforts that prioritize freedom and security, said Assistant Secretary Crittenbrink.
For example, the United States has long supported the people of Burma, and we will continue to support all those working peacefully to restore Burma's path to democracy. We also continue to work with the international community to raise awareness of DPRK human rights issues. We established a mechanism for real-time information sharing on DPRK missile threats with Japan and the Republic of Korea.
While this focus on the Indo-Pacific is driven by how vital the region is to our own security and prosperity, we also acknowledge the growing challenge posed by the People's Republic of China, said Assistant Secretary Crittenbrink.
The PRC is the only state with the intent to reshape the international order, and increasingly the economic, diplomatic, military, informational, and technological means to do so.
Our allies and partners are looking to us to provide credible alternatives to the PRC, said Assistant Secretary Crittenbrink. So the United States will continue to expand its presence and investment in the Indo-Pacific to achieve the strategic goals of peace and security in the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.